Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thanks again to everybody who came in to see us at the Island Resort and Casino in the Upper Peninsula. Thanks to our pal Nick for the door-to-door transport. That was great.
Talsma Air.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I sat up front on the ride back on Saturday morning. I had not sat up front. That was pretty awesome. Also shocking how little you can see out of there.
Isn't it? The dash is up so high.
It's so high. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. You're not really supposed to be staring at the ground when you're flying anyway. But man, I spent the whole time watching him move buttons and dials and everything else.
And how like level-headed he seems during it. I'd be freaking out when we were on the way there flying through a rainstorm.
Yeah. Just no big deal. You know how they always say guys, like a lot of guys think they could land the plane if something happened to the pilot on like a jetliner?
No chance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like watching that, I'm like, that is the dumbest thing. Yeah. You could do it?
I think the whole time I was looking at the instruments, I'm watching him. Every time he said the tail number, I was like noting that because I was like, if he passes out or something, I'm in this seat. It's up to me. And I could do it.
What? So if he passed out, you memorize the tail number and that's going to get us on the ground?
Well, I would be able to.
Yeah, what is it?
Am I allowed to say it on air?
Yeah. I mean, do you know it?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'll just take your word for it. I don't think it matters.
Mm-hmm. I was making notes of it. He was like, November, blah, 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 Hotel Bravo. And I was like, I got it.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And so
what would you do with that information?
I would push the buttons to communicate with
whoever
back home. You know, the several he was pushing.
He was pushing two up top.
Yeah,
time.
He was pushing two up top, and then he would also push one on the steering wheel, and then there was a couple different ones you could flip between. And
you think
so,
you know which ones to push out of all those?
In an emergency, I could.
You think in an emergency, Maitland, you would be able to figure out the order and precision with which those buttons need to be pushed?
Yeah.
Just push them all.
Okay, that's very confident.
Help!
Mayday, mayday. I've never flown a plane before, but let me know what to do. I think I got it.
The ground's coming up fast.
Yeah, you could do it.
I could do it.
I wouldn't be that nervous if I were in a plane with you and we started going down. If somebody was telling you, okay, look, here's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you could definitely do that.
Okay, let's vote.
Okay.
Everyone has to say the name of the person they would want to. Okay, let's say that happens. We're flying on a small craft. I don't want to say Nick because I don't want to have any weird energy or whatever. But we're flying with a stranger and they pass out. They're not dying. They just pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Who out of the other people or yourself do you want to take the pilot seat?
Maitland or Steve, for sure.
Thank you.
Maitland first because she's a woman and women are so much better at direction than men. You guys would be like, I can't see the button. And it'll be literally right in front of you. And Maitland wouldn't do that. And then Steve's attention to detail is above and beyond anybody else in this room.
There's so much detail in there.
There's a, lot of detail. Yeah. We were talking about it. I think I was talking to Freebeer. I can't remember. But anyway, I said, man, not that I would ever fly a plane anyway, because that's not anything that I aspire to. But I see the appeal of it, like being able to just get in and go somewhere is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that would keep me from doing it, though, more than anything else, is remembering all of the numbers and like all those sequences.
Mm-hmm.
When eight different people are talking on different towers from different places and air traffic control, and he has to like kind of listen, and then he's saying his own tale. And I go, I'd be so confused.
I would hate it, man. I actually did a deep dive. I was a little drunk at a brewery in the UP, Black Rocks Brewery. Very nice.
Yummy.
I was a little drunk having some fun, and we did a deep dive, and I was like, I really think that Hot Wings should sit up front one of these times that we are flying Air Talsma, because I really think that it would ease your fears of flying.
You would love it.
I think you would actually love it.
Well,
it's like a lawnmower.
Nick is
in the
so
sky.
Level-headed, though.
He is. And I think you being able to see everything.
Oh, I know he's level-headed. I can see enough from everywhere in that plane. It's not very big. So when I want to, I can look out the front. Like when he decided to do a nosedive through the cloud.
Oh, that was awesome.
I looked down the front of the plane to see where we were going.
That was so funny. He's just like, oopsie, there it is.
Yeah. It actually wasn't that bad. I wouldn't want a whole flight that was like that. But just knowing that that's like the last thing we're going to do, I'm like, okay, well, I can handle this.
And you didn't have time to dread it. Like
no,
if he had said, hey, we're going to have to dive through the clouds to find the runway because it's real foggy. That would have been scary.
No, anticipation is the worst part of all of it for me. Anticipation always worse than the event.
Who would you pick?
I would pick Steve. And then Maitland.
Kelly, you already said. Steve, who would you pick?
I mean, I would pick me because I'm confident about stupid things that I can't do.
Who would you pick?
Actually,
I would have picked me.
I had the vision of, as we were flying back, I was sitting in the back. And it goes through your mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me, it does. Whether it's a commercial flight or Talsma Air. What have you know? That announcement is made. Is there another pilot on board? And then I actually took a moment to think of how funny it would be to try and have to pull Nick out of that seat because he's like 11 feet tall.
Oh my, yeah, the tallest man I've ever seen.
Yeah,
yeah,
and try and just lay him throughout the back of the plane.
I wonder if we could get if there's a simulator locally and we could see who could do the best job taking over a small double engine plane and getting it to the ground.
I'm sure there is. I know there's a flight training school here. I don't think they would allow us to go.
I feel like they may
have
locked down on that type of training since
since 9/11.
Certain airplane disasters where people wanted to practice flying, taking off or landing.
But I would think that if it was just five nerds from a local Hall of Fame nominated radio show. I think it would probably they'd probably be fine with it aside from the fact that they just wouldn't want us there.
Couldn't we just get Flight Simulator? Isn't that I've never played it, but I assume you can get more than one style of airplane.
You gotta be fully immersed. Yeah,
I don't want to have to click F1 to put the landing gear down. I wanna pull the lever or hit the button or whatever.
I think it's gotta be one of those 360 degree simulators where you look around and you're seeing in every direction. That would be terrifying.
And I want them to say, there's the flight simulator. You're at 5,000 feet.
Okay.
8 miles out from the airport.
Now.
Go ahead.
Get there.
No other instruction whatsoever.
But I would have picked me to fly the plane, and I still think I'd do a fine job. I'm used to hearing multiple things and numbers. I have a bit of an understanding. But now I wouldn't do it, not because I'm less confident in me. I don't think any of us could do it, let's be honest. But I wouldn't do it because I would feel all of you being unconfident in me.
I'd be confident in whoever had to do it.
Oh, we'd just be mocking you.
Blind confidence.
Even though
I ain't trying to die sad.
I don't want to die sad.
Even though we'd be screaming towards imminent death. We'd be like, you hear that idiot? We word scrambled.
This text, Freebeer would end up doing a word scramble, and then there'd be military F-16 shooting you down.
Yes.
What word scramble leads to that?
Yeah, I don't know. You screw up the tail sign
I'm really
somehow.
Scared.
And then it's a plane they've been looking for decades.
It's the Malaysian
cocaine.
Flight. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ghost flight.
Get him. Bomb this plane. I mean land.
Oh, VR flight simulator. We could do that. I mean, you could do that also.
I need the real thing.
That's as close as you're going to get. You can touch the, I've flown a biplane on the VR. That's pretty good. You got the stick. You can throw the grenade out the window. That's pretty fun.
Biplanes have windows?
Well, where it would be if it had a top and sides. Yeah, that's where the window would be.
It has a little fairing like a motorcycle. Is that a window?
By the way, if you should just play.
See, this is it. This is exactly what we'd be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
You should just come over. Just come over and play that game. Because when you turn it on where it's a simulation of what it would actually be to fly a biplane in World War I, and which is basically your altimeter, and you crash within like 30 seconds.
That is an aluminum can with a steering wheel.
Yeah.
That's so dangerous. I don't know how.
You know what? And it's not as wide as a Suburban.
No.
Just FYI.
No.
Twice the number of wings.
Skinnier than a motorcycle.
Way more terrifying.
This text, if it's already in the air, it's like driving a car. Sure, that's fine, but you know you have to land it, right? I can park a car if I've never driven it before.
Yeah, and it's not like parking a car. It's like backing up a semi-truck. Like, you know how everything's opposite? So if you've never driven like a semi-truck before,
it's a semi. You're killing me with semi.
Semi.
Whatever. 18-wheeler. Semi. Semi. Or if you
semi-truck means like it's almost a truck.
Or if you've got a trailer on the back of your car, you know how annoying that is because it's all opposite and it takes forever
up
to
is
learn.
Down is
yeah.
up.
Yeah. That's what
a left
it's like.
And right is accurate.
All right. Well, we need to figure out who could land a plane better.
What about this? Nick, take us back up this weekend.
Yeah.
And then just without warning, he just stands up and goes, "You're up," and moves to the to a different seat. And then whoever it is has to skitter up there.
Shuffle up.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
And then he could be in the co-pilot seat.
Hmm.
Well, I'm sure he's down.
Can't you do everything from both sides?
I think so. Yeah,
sure.
You just shift it over.
I mean, we've flown twice. We know. So yeah.
I mean, I feel like there wouldn't be a yoke on both sides if you couldn't use it from both sides.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe it's like, you know, when you get your kid a car seat with that has a little fake steering wheel in it.
Like Maggie on the Simpsons. Yeah.
Okay, Flight Simulator VR. It has all the buttons of the aircraft, and you have to press all of the buttons. It's exactly the same. Also, there's a full flight simulator at the Air Zoo in Kalamazoo, 40 minutes south of here.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what it needs to be.
So we need to book time in front of the other children that are there for their field trips.
Yeah, yeah. Like when we did
get in there.
When we did that, when we went to that virtual reality place a year or so ago, and they had like the off-road vehicle one, where you've got screens all the way around, and it's on a gimbal.
Yeah, those were like $100,000.
Right, but I don't want to own one. I just want to go sit in one.
Valid point.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.